Vicky by Sean O'Connor. Martin stared at the octopus. The octopus stared back. The octopus uncurled one of his arms. The suckers stuck to the side of the tank, right by Martin's face. "Yuck," said Martin, jumping back. "Octopuses are really smart," said Beth. "They're great escape artists too." "It's planning how to get out and eat me," thought Martin. "You don't need to worry," said Beth. "He's just curious." Beth was Martin's neighbour. She had invited Martin and his mum to visit her laboratory to look at an octopus she had rescued. "We found him tangled up in a fishing net," she explained. Martin was a bit nervous about going to see a live octopus. "Will it be like the colossal squid we saw at Te Papa?" he asked Mum. The squid at Te Papa was huge, with dangerous-looking hooks on its arms. Martin had been having nightmares about being sucked into its giant beak. But this octopus looked much less scary than the colossal squid. "What's going to happen to it?" asked Martin. "Now that we've taken the fishing line off," said Beth, "we'll feed him and see how he gets on." "What does it eat?" asked Martin. "Crabs and shellfish mainly," said Beth. "Hey, since you walk past here on your way home from school, why don't you come in and help me feed him?" That night, Martin thought about how the octopus must have felt before it was rescued. Tangled, hurt, frightened. Maybe he would like to help feed it. Every afternoon that week, Martin called in to the laboratory to feed the octopus. He liked to watch it squeeze itself between the rocks. "Octopuses can get through tiny gaps because they don't have bones," explained Beth. "I think I'll call him Feke," said Martin. Feke would glide over, wrap up the food with his arms, and crunch it up with his powerful beak. He liked crabs, fish, shellfish, and especially crayfish. "I think Feke's feeling a lot better," Martin said on Friday. "I think so too," said Beth. "Do you want to help me set him free tomorrow?" "What if the same thing happens to him again?" asked Martin. "Feke was unlucky to get tangled up," said Beth. "But we'll release him into the marine reserve. People aren't allowed to go fishing there or disturb the sea life." Beth took Martin and Feke to a rocky part of the reserve. Strips of brown kelp swirled on top of the water. Martin carefully lowered the bucket into the water, and Feke swam away. Beth was watching Martin's face. "I'm going snorkeling around this area tomorrow afternoon," she said. "Perhaps your mum could drop you off, and you could come with me." Martin thought about the colossal squid. Then he thought about Feke. Yes, please, he said, smiling. The next day, Martin dipped his toe into the water. No sign of a colossal squid. Do you think we'll find Feke? He asked Beth. She laughed. He'll be out fishing, she said. After half an hour snorkeling, Martin had seen two crabs, lots of starfish, and some small fish, but no sign of an octopus. As Martin and Beth swam back to shore, Martin spotted an arm poking out of a gap in the rocks. An arm with suckers on it. Could it be Feke? Martin was sure it was. Marine reserves. Marine reserves are areas of the sea and shore that are protected. People can visit and swim in these areas, but they aren't allowed to fish or move anything. There are more than 30 marine reserves in New Zealand.